momentarily. But joining us now in studio is our Dunham & Miller staff psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and joins us from time to time to discuss various issues. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Maxwell?
Good morning, Junior. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
I brought some books for you, gentlemen.
Good. Wonderful. You are a prolific author.
That is right. I write infinitely more now than I even did at the beginning of my career.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Appreciably more. I write appreciably more.
Appreciably more, yes.
Appreciably more. And I am a big fan of commuting by bike, and I just heard you talking about it, so I thought I'd bring in some books about this. I'm a very avid cyclist.
Oh, great.
Yes, I fell in love with cycling right before my marriage broke up. I was just feeling kind of low and wanted to get my energy back up, so I jumped on a friend's bike. And I didn't notice the seat was missing. And I rode for 40 miles that first day. It was just glorious. It felt like I was where I was always meant to be, right on a bicycle.
And that happened right before your marriage broke up.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, two aren't related necessarily.
But anyway, I purchased a bike for my friend. I finally replaced that naked seat post with kind of a mushroomed head-shaped seat.
Oh, my God.
Small seat, about the size of your fist. But anyway, black, beautiful seat. Anyway, and that's still the bike I use to this day. I like to hop on and off my bike all day long, running my errands.
It's now all crystal clear.
But I'd really love to go riding with you sometime, Craig. It would just be not so much Gordon, but more you.
I don't know if that'll be possible.
Let's go on a ride together.
No.
I'll let you take the lead. I'll ride behind you. I'll be looking at your form as I'm pumping those legs. And
can we talk about your books?
Then we could engage in horseplay.
No horseplay.
Okay. Yes, actually, I've written several books on cycling. This is one. I wrote a book on bicycle commuting with Art Shell. It's called Shell on Wheels.
Oh, so stupid. So stupid.
Because that was a while back, huh?
It was a while back, yes. It was prior to his death.
Well, of course,
prior to his death. Here's a great one, A Guide to Bike Selection by Chili Davis.
You love writing books with Chili Davis.
Here's one. This one would be good for ladies. It's called The Girl Bike. It's what I ride until I win a Super Bowl by Tony Romo.
Oh,
it's got him on there, and it's a pretty pink one with the little
ride a bike like
step
that
through design there. And this is a good one. You'd like this, George. You're kind of analytical, aren't you?
I guess.
It's called Cycling, It's a Process in All Three Phases by Jason Garrett.
No, he'd written a cycling book.
Yeah, and look on the back. There's a picture of Leonard Davis on his bike, which is a converted Sherman tank. You can see how he
converted it. The only thing that would hold him, right?
And let's remember, drivers hate pedestrians and pedestrians hate drivers, but everyone hates cyclists. I'm used to being in a persecuted group.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Just, you know, cycling and
he's used to
and other things.
Doctor, I don't know how to gently phrase this, but we've been friends for a while, so I'm just going to come out and ask you.
You've asked him before.
Do you have a male lover?
What? That is insane! I ain't your Penn State bitch!
Dr. Maxwell, come back. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Did it again.
Questionable dismount there.